Good morning. It's Sunday, August 23rd, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. The editor-in-chief of Stars and Stripes says he fears censorship after being fired by the U.S. Department of Defense. Eric Slavin, who had worked for the military newspaper for 21 years, was dismissed for what the Pentagon described as insubordination. A reporter, Lara Korda, and publisher Max Lederer were also dismissed. Slavin told the BBC he believed his firing was linked to comments he made about censorship, saying it would be a red line in a hypothetical situation. Stars and Stripes is partly funded by the Pentagon, but has editorial independence under congressional law and Defense Department rules. The National Press Club has condemned the firing, calling it an attempt to dictate military coverage. The Pentagon has declined to comment. Another news, trade tensions between the United States and Canada are escalating. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Ottawa will impose retaliatory tariffs after trade negotiations with Washington collapsed. New 50% U.S. tariffs affecting around $20 billion worth of Canadian goods have now taken effect. Carney said Washington's latest demands were uneconomic and unfair, arguing that Canada was being asked to give too much in exchange for too little. Canada plans to target U.S. steel and dairy products with new tariffs beginning September 8th. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, meanwhile, said Washington was preparing measures in response to Canadian retaliation. The dispute comes as both countries also face negotiations over the future of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Carney says Canada must reduce its dependence on the U.S. market as relations between the longtime allies continue to deteriorate. Around the world, Israel has carried out another strike inside Syria. The latest attack comes just days after a senior U.S. envoy criticized an earlier Israeli strike on a former military airbase in northwestern Syria. U.S. envoy Tom Barrack called that attack an unnecessary escalation. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz rejected Barrack's comments as inaccurate and said Israel had provided intelligence about the operation to U.S. authorities beforehand. Israel says Turkey may have been seeking a military presence at the base, an allegation Ankara has denied. Separately, Syrian state television reported that an Israeli drone strike near Damascus wounded a man. Israel confirmed it had fired in southern Syria at what it described as a terrorist preparing an attack. Since the fall of Bashar al-Assad in December 2024, Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes in Syria and expanded its military presence near the Golan Heights. Another news, the European Union has deployed helicopters, firefighters, and emergency vehicles as Serbia struggles to contain fires that have burned for weeks. Serbia activated the EU Civil Protection Mechanism to tackle a major blaze in Deliblatska Peskara, a unique landscape of sand dunes and forests about 80 kilometers from Belgrade. European assistance includes four Black Hawk firefighting helicopters from Romania, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic, along with more than 120 firefighters and dozens of emergency vehicles from Germany and Romania. Russian emergency services have also sent an IL-76 firefighting aircraft to Serbia. Officials say conditions had become more stable by Saturday, but strong winds were expected to create fresh challenges. Authorities are prioritizing the protection of nearby communities and human lives as firefighters continue battling several other fires across Serbia and neighboring North Macedonia. Another news. Ukraine is intensifying its long-range drone campaign against Russia. Ukrainian drones have killed at least 10 people in attacks across Russia and Russian-occupied areas, according to Russian officials. One strike hit a logistics facility belonging to Ozon, one of Russia's biggest online retailers, in the Samara region. Ozon said operations were suspended after the attack and reported injuries. Other strikes were reported in the Krasnodar, Belgorod, and Bryansk regions, as well as Crimea and Russian-held parts of eastern Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry said it had intercepted 457 Ukrainian drones overnight. The attacks are part of a growing campaign by both sides against economic and industrial infrastructure far from the front lines. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that Ukraine had opened a Pandora's box of retaliation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.